Here's Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report, Crowds on Demand. Utility companies are hardly and rarely popular companies. Entergy might be one of the least popular of the breed. A huge part of its national business is managing nuclear power plants, rarely on the top 10 favorite list for a lot of people. Regionally, Entergy has some of these plants in Taft, Louisiana, Russellville, Arkansas, and elsewhere that are huge money sucks. A billion years ago, under a previous name, Middle South Utilities, Entergy was the electricity provider to much of Arkansas, Mississippi, and Louisiana, and New Orleans under the name of New Orleans Public Service Incorporated, or NOPSI, which forces them under the regulatory jurisdiction of the elected members of the New Orleans City Council on some matters, bringing us to this story. Entergy wanted to build a gas-fueled peaking power plant on wetlands along Bayou Sauvage, which is essentially an expensive backup plant. Local environmental and community groups, including Acorn affiliate A Community Voice, formerly Louisiana Acorn, opposed the plan as both costly, not believing it would only run $210 million, and unnecessary. There were two public hearings in recent months until the old council, now replaced in recent days, approved the matter with only one dissenting vote. One holdover councilperson, Jason Williams, wants to reopen the matter. We've all heard of fake news by now. Williams wants to look into the fact that the votes may have been swayed by a fake crowd of protesters carrying signs, wearing shirts, and speaking in favor of the plant. A local progressive coalition and community forum called Justice and Beyond was approached by one of its activists, a local musician who felt guilty for his participation, saying he was paid to show up to the hearing. The coalition gave the information to the press. Later, the local online news outlet, The Lens, followed up on their own as word spread, finding actors who were willing to come forward and tell the story. Entergy vehemently denied that they were paid protesters, pointing the finger at its public relations firm, giving the scandal a perversion of protest and speech even more publicity. Public relations firm also denied the story for a while, but too many actors were babbling that they were paid $75 to show up at each hearing and $200 if they had a speaking role. Eventually, it came down to their subcontractor, a company called plainly Crowds on Demand, based in Los Angeles but active in political hotspots like Iowa and New Hampshire and, of course, Washington, D.C., that had been running these fake protests since 2012. Sometimes they hired on as a welcoming crowd or a spoof of an outpouring of love in non-political events as well. But this kind of astroturfing as grassroots pretenders was part and parcel of their business model. More denials moved the scandal increasingly to farce. The ridiculous irony of this affair is also not lost on me. One right-wing commentator after another tried to ask me during the attacks on Acorn whether we were involved in what they called rent-a-mob events for various causes and companies. Nothing could have been farther from the facts, but knowing that this was a common scam in their political and corporate tactical tool bag now makes it clearer to me why they assumed everyone involved in Democratic practice and protest was as fake as they were. The plaguing questions are whether the politicians knew, and if they didn't, why not, or did they just not care? This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.